Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. There are so many things to talk about today, and we're going to start out with a little short clip here of the shooting that took place in Kentucky. I haven't heard a whole lot about it, but I'm sure that you've seen that on the news, where apparently a young man decided to shoot somebody, and they believe it was isolated. They don't think he was trying to shoot everybody. But why he had this person on his mind to shoot, I don't know. They do have him in custody, and I guess they will get to the bottom of that. Now, I'm going to do a little teaser for tomorrow's show. I just got this information yesterday late afternoon, and I said, oh, this one we've got to talk about. Now, if you remember, I had somebody from the Heartland Institute on a few weeks back, and we're talking about doing away with the EPA and giving it all that responsibility to the states. Well, here's another environmental mess up. Now, I'm going to preface this. I absolutely hate the plastic bags. I don't like the plastic bags. I would rather have the paper bags, not because I'm an environmentalist, but they're just easier. But then I reuse the plastic bags. I reuse them all the time. I line my waste cans and da-da-da with them, you know. So I use them all the time. But California Governor Jerry Brown on Tuesday signed SB 270, a bill that bans single-use plastic shopping bags. The law takes effect on January 1, enforced against stores that are at least 10,000 square feet. All smaller stores have to comply starting in 2016. Customers who don't bring their own bags will be charged 10 cents to use in-store paper bags instead. Now, I can see this going nowhere good real quick. But nonetheless, California Governor Jerry Brown has signed this. And so we're going to talk about this in length tomorrow and the impact that it's going to have on consumers as well as these businesses. I remember a day when you could actually ask for a box instead of the paper bag. You know, sometimes it's easier to put it all in a box, especially if you bought a lot of canned goods. Maybe they were having a big sale and you bought a lot of canned goods. They don't do well in those plastic bags, and they don't do well in the paper bags if you got a bunch and a gob. And I do have to kind of laugh at some of these baggers these days in the stores, because they don't seem to know how to bag anything to keep you from squishing your bread. Well, it's a little bit scary where they're trying to put our fears at rest, but it's a little bit scary. The Ebola has hit the mainland here. We have a gentleman in Texas in the Dallas area that's been diagnosed with the Ebola virus. Now, one thing that I had heard previously, and this particular article, and this article is a Newsmax article. Yes. It's Bloomberg News. It says here that they're going to get to the bottom of it because they're going to contact everyone he's been in contact with since he was ill, since he started having symptoms. And they believe he hadn't been in contact with very many people at all. But I had previously heard that you can spread this before you ever have symptoms. Now, this particular article is putting that fear at rest. It says the Ebola doesn't spread before someone gets sick. And he didn't get sick until 4 days until after he got off the plane. Now, he just flew home from Liberia. So we don't believe, they said, there will be any risk to anyone on the flight at that time. Can you imagine that? If it really spread the way that I had previously been told, and I believe some people in the medical field have been told, because that's who I heard it from. This really kind of puts it a little bit at rest if you're not going to be at risk of spreading it before you have symptoms. But I don't know. But this one seems to say that is not going to be the case. Now, I'm just going to talk briefly about this. I'm not going to stay very long on this particular topic. But if you remember a week ago, the intruder in the White House that ran through there, and of course there was a lot of jokes running, and the president said they were going to start locking the door. They didn't have the door locked. Well, that's some truth to that. It says the man who jumped the White House fence, though, and entered the building earlier, being last week, was able to make it farther inside than previously reported. I guess they didn't want us to know how far inside he got. The Iraqi war veteran Omar Gonzalez made it not only into the unlocked front entrance of the White House, but was able to overpower a Secret Service agent and ran through a good portion of the main floor. Now, it happens to be that this Secret Service agent was a female. You know, so I don't know how big a guy this guy is, but he overpowered this female Secret Service agent, and I guess maybe he surprised her or something, because, you know, those gals and guys are supposed to be pretty well trained. But then so is a vet. Anyway, it said that he wasn't stopped until he reached the green room. Now, they go on to say, according to the Post, the knife-wielding Gonzalez ran past a half flight of stairs leading to the first family's living quarters, then ran into the East Room before being tackled. And the Post reported, now I try to find humor in a little bit of everything. It says the Post reported an alarm box near the front entrance had been turned off because the usher's office had complained it made too much noise. It reportedly had gone off by accident several times, so they just turned it off. And I thought, you know, how many times have we done something like that? You know, that thing's just bugging me. I'm going to turn it off. So I thought there was a little humor in that. Anyway, we won't dwell on that. I'm sure you've seen all of that on all the news, already, all the news shows, media, and mainstream media and everywhere else. Now, talking about it, I'll probably bring this up again tomorrow when I have my guest about the plastic bags in California. There is so much being spent, and politically, I don't know how to put this. They're using the environment, they're using climate change to push policies, to even blackmail politicians. If you go to D.C., and I haven't been to D.C., so I don't know why I said if you go to D.C., but D.C. is the new boomtown in this great United States. And it's not because it's producing anything, but it's because it's extracting. And I've got some other articles here I want to get into more in depth. But this is coming, and I know everybody's going to say, now, Beth, you know they're evil. But I'm just bringing this story to you to show you how much influence this climate change, these environmental worshipers, how they're impacting your lives, your businesses. Everything that we do is getting impacted by them. Your plastic bags at the grocery store. Can you imagine? If you don't take a bag into the grocery store, you don't even know how many bags you're going to need. But if you don't take your own bags in there, you're going to be charged if you have to use the store bags. Is that not just another way of taxing you? We're going into a break. Your calls will be welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. We're going to talk about Google and climate change when we come back. Abigail Adams said, "A patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God." CSC Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her, "Welcome to CSC Talk Radio," and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgfcoins.com or call Melody Cederstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgfcoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278. C&J Dog Food is a family-owned business taking pride in caring for your pets. They raise pets. They own pets. They love and know dogs. C&J Dog Foods carries three special dog food formulas that are nutrient-packed and designed with your furry animal's health in mind. For your puppy, chicken and rice formula. For your adult pets, you can choose either a chicken and rice formula or beef and rice formula. C&J Dog Food is formulated to meet nutritional levels established by the AAFCO, meeting the nutrient profiles for all stages of your pet's life. Sold in 1-unit 50-pound bags available for pickup and bulk orders, or they offer 20-pound boxes that are easy to handle and convenient to store as well as home delivery. Call for pricing, 417-452-2781. CJ Dog Food, your pet deserves the best. As breeders themselves, they know dogs. Call today, 417-452-2781, or visit them online at cjdogfood.net. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. As we were going into a break, I was explaining to you, we're going to talk tomorrow about this new bill that they've passed in, that the governor has passed in the state of California, banning plastic bags, your grocery bags. And like I said, I really don't like the plastic bags, but they do some good things. But we're going to talk about the real impact that that's going to make tomorrow. I'm going to have someone from Heartland Institute on that. Then I have this article from News from Daily Signal, which is part of the Heritage Foundation. And it says here that Google chairman, climate change skeptics are making the world a much worse place. Now, he apparently was on a, I'm just going to share this with you. And I want you to think about every time you hear this climate change or an environmentalist or an EPA ruling, and what that does to impact your life, your community, your job, your family, your home. This is by Josh Peterson. More than 150 state lawmakers are firing back at Google after the technology company left the American Legislative Exchange Council and its chairman, billionaire Eric Schmidt, said, those who oppose vigorous policy action to fight global warming are just literally lying about the climate. Well, who's doing the lying? Who's doing the lying? They have given us so many statistics that are fudged. They're not real. Who's doing the lying? Nothing that these climate change worshipers, environmentalists, gurus have said are going to happen has ever happened. Nothing. So who's lying? Okay, that wasn't in the article. That was free from me. Goes on here to say, everyone understands, this is coming from the billionaire here. Everyone understands climate change is occurring, and the people who oppose it are really hurting our children and our grandchildren and making the world a much worse place. This is coming from Schmidt. And so we should not be aligned with such people. They're just literally lying, he said. Okay, he's very passionate, isn't he? Well, Google's withdrawal from ALEC, which is the American Legislative Exchange Council, which I don't even know why that exists, but anyway, it wasn't surprising, it says here. The firm had been under pressure from liberal groups to disassociate itself from the organization for years. But the remarks were somewhat surprising, even to ALEC's leadership. I think the ALEC and Google's approach to climate change is probably fairly similar, said Lisa Nelson. She's the chief executive of ALEC. We also are seeking free market solutions to anything that is going to be better for the environment and the country. That's what they say they're doing. She added, it's just unfortunate that Google has allowed itself to be influenced, coerced into leaving ALEC by some of the organizations that are putting pressure on American companies because of maybe our politics. On Wednesday, 156 state lawmakers, all ALEC members, sent a strongly worded letter to Google stating they were deeply concerned by Schmidt's comments, calling Google's decision to leave the organization a calculated departure, influenced by anti-ALEC progressive advocacy groups. Are you dizzy yet with the politics that go on? Can you see how none of this is good for you and me? Am I the only one that thinks, what on earth? Why are we wasting time, and who cares what this guy from Google thinks? Let's put it, he's got plenty of money. Let him take care of it. He's a billionaire. How much money is it going to take? It takes your money, not his. Many of us, she goes on to say, many of us have worked side by side with Google at ALEC, and in our states, to ensure the continued growth and innovation of the technology sector of the American economy. It is a shame that you would harm this working relationship by falsely attacking ALEC, an organization of which we are proud. This is coming from those lawmakers. The lawmakers went on to say, no ALEC model policy denies climate change. However, the organization does maintain model policy designed to address the scientific and economic aspects of the issue of climate change. Google didn't respond to the request for comment. I guess I just don't get it. Why? I mean, there are people. I mean, I have some. I think some of them are trolls out on Facebook that follow some of the posts and things that whether I post or other of you out there post on the Facebook pages. but you can see them trolling around, and they are adamant about climate change. They are adamant, and they hate you for not believing in climate change. Well, we're experiencing climate change in Missouri. It's called fall. There are some things going on, and we do need to be good stewards. But some of the issues, some of the laws, some of the bills that are being thrust upon you, okay, just think about what the impact is going to be. And maybe some of you do this. Maybe, I mean, I know that this grocery stores have these cloth bags where you can take them in and you can fill your groceries. Well, I usually have more groceries than one cloth bag is going to hold. But if you have to start bringing your own bags, now I know there are stores that do that. I believe it's, what is the name of those stores? There's one in Jefferson City here close by, Aldi's. And I would assume that you still have to take your bags in, your grocery bags. You pay less in that store. You bag your own groceries and you take them out. It's a different type of a service. You're not paying for the warm fuzzies. You're not paying to be taken care of. You do it yourself. You go in, you take it off the shelf, you pay for it, and you bag it yourself. And you take it to your car. It's a choice. It's a choice that you make. But say you don't have one of those stores in your area. Well, I guess all of them are going to be like that. But if you haven't got enough bags and you have to use their bags, maybe you didn't take enough bags in. You know, I accumulate a lot of those plastic bags, and I save them. We use them for disposing things. And it wasn't but a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago, I had an article, and I didn't quite understand how that happened. But it was disease, that bacteria that was accumulated in the bags. Well, we're going to talk about that tomorrow. I don't want to dwell on it today because I've got somebody that's of authority that we're going to talk about that tomorrow when you reuse the bags. Well, when I reuse them, I don't put food in them again. I use them for trash. Or something else, not food. Well, something that we're going to move on now. Something that I've been telling you for a long time is that we need to come together. We need to come together as conservatives, people who love this nation and want to see it back to liberty and freedom, small government and independence. Well, there's some of them now that are seeing that too, but I'm not sure if they're going to try and really put it together or they're just playing politics. We're going to talk about that when we come back, and we've got more on the minimum wage hike. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Talk Radio continues our goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. CSC Talk Radio can help your business too. I'm proud to bring to you TM Firearms Training. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Tim Milligan is TM Firearms Training. He offers training in defensive shooting and tactics to defend yourself, your family, and the innocent. Tim has been teaching defensive shooting professionally for over 4 4 years and in private sessions for over 15 years. NRA-certified basic pistol instructor, range safety officer, Tim is a distinguished expert marksman in pistol and revolver. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Visit tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com. That's tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com or call 319-371-6698. Let CSC Talk Radio help your business go national.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representatives and senators or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription, CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. InventHelp has been helping inventors since 1984, with sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. Get free information of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-577-2657. That's 1-800-577-2657. Get your free inventor's information by dialing 1-800-577-2657. That's 1-800-577-2657.
Is the right to keep and bear arms a divine right? Should Christians surrender their firearms if the law requires? Does the New Testament require Christians to always be nonviolent, to keep or not to keep? Why Christians should not give up their guns? Timothy Baldwin, along with his dad, Pastor Chuck Baldwin, have authored this book to help you understand or simply secure what you already know about Christians and our Second Amendment. This book is available for you now. $17 includes shipping and handling. On the heels of each national tragedy, schools and other places have become gun-free zones. Many in government are attempting to disarm Americans. To keep or not to keep will equip you with the scriptural knowledge needed to make a wise decision about the defense of your family, community, and country. Order today. Send $17 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online, csctalkradio.com.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I have two more articles I want to share with you. And this one is about the minimum wage. And then the next one is going to be about a strategy that the conservatives and libertarians are trying to put together to take things back. So I'm going to save that one for our last segment. But I want to talk about the mom-and-pop restaurants and how they're feeling a pinch because of the minimum wage hike. This is coming out of Lawrence, New Jersey, and this is also a Daily Signal, the Daily Signal, which is part of the Heritage Foundation. It says, as far as Rob Pluta is concerned, New Jersey lawmakers who say they want to help restaurant workers by raising the state's minimum wage for tipped employees have it all wrong. If Trenton wants to help these workers, says Pluta, who owns and operates Leonardo's II, an Italian eatery in Lawrenceville, it needs to promote the state, not enact even more mandates. And he goes in the next paragraph talking about all the historical sites and what has happened in this particular area. But, and he's trying to get them to promote tourism, so to speak. Bring people in there. Make something happen. Not just say, well, we've got to pay people more. But anyway, he says there's no such, there's so much history here and so much potential for our business community. But the price of doing business keeps going up, and it makes New Jersey less competitive than it should be with neighboring states. So they're hurting them rather than helping them with their legislation. Pluto wasn't wild about the constitutional amendment New Jersey voters approved last year that raised the state's overall minimum wage from $7.25 to $8.25 and linked annual increases to the Consumer Price Index. Now, I want you to stop and think about the minimum wage. Everybody wants to get paid more because we all seem to think we need more. But I want you to stop and think, what other way can you make more money? What other way can your finances become better? Well, sometimes when we read these articles, you know, you just kind of slide over these facts and figures. So I want to share this with you, and then it just popped into my head. And so I wrote it down right here in the middle of this, but I want to share this with you. He says, it's even more concerned about legislation introduced lately by an assemblywoman, Shavana Sumter, and her bill is A-857, which passed in the Assembly's Labor Committee on a party line vote last March. It calls for an increase in the minimum wage for tipped workers. It would increase the federal minimum of $2.13 per hour to $3.39 per hour by the end of this year and $5.93 an hour by 2016. Now, I don't know. I've not been a waitress, and I don't know. I think that's one of the toughest jobs there is. I'm just going to tell you right there. That's the way I feel about it. I think that would be a very difficult job. And there are very good waiters and waitresses, and there are really some that could care less whether they served you or not. And I always thought you tip the ones who care, and you don't the ones who don't. Well, now, you might have to make me aware of, I'm not sure exactly how that goes, but I remember years ago, when, you know, some of the tipping is already on your bill in certain restaurants. You don't have an option. Because the businesses have to make up what these waitresses and waiters don't make in tips. For restaurant owners, that's even worse than it sounds, he says. Under current law, if employees don't make $8.25 counting the tips and the base, the employer makes up the rest. And Pluto says he's never had to pay. His employees routinely make $15 to $20 per hour or more on because of their tips, with what he pays them as a base and then their tips. Well, see, if you're a good waitress, I always thought, if you're a really good waitress or waiter, you take good care of those at your tables. And they're going to take good care of you, and they're going to ask for you the next time they come in. So you make more money by treating people better. But that's not good enough for the government. They've got to guarantee you going to make this money. So if it's guaranteed, it's no longer a tip. And if they keep raising that, and the employer has to pay the difference, it doesn't matter whether you're a good waitress or a bad one. You're going to get the money. Something's wrong with that logic. He says if this legislation passes, a companion bill in the state Senate which has not moved yet, and it's unclear if Republican Governor Chris Christie would sign it if it did reach his desk. Pluto would have to pay up to $24,000 more per year, plus payroll taxes. His employees, however, would see little difference in their paychecks. It's not a logical proposal, he says. It's an additional cost and an additional burden. And I want to add, it's really more taxation. Stop and think about it. It's another way to get for the government to get more of your money. You make more, they take more. Right? Well, Sumter said, now this is the female assemblywoman there, she told the Daily Signal, she is sensitive to the concerns of businesses, but other factors must be considered. She said waiters usually must share their tips with the bartenders and other employees. Women, she noted, make up such a large percentage of this group. I guess this is another thing they're having to do for women because there's a war on women in this nation. New Jersey neighbors already have enacted higher minimum wages for tipped workers, which is, what are they, keeping up with the Joneses? Which is one reason Sumter dismisses concerns about the competition. Delaware requires $2.23 per hour, Maryland $3.63, New York $5, Pennsylvania $2.83, and Connecticut $5.69. We haven't touched this rate for tipped workers for over 20 years now. They haven't touched it. This is a high-cost state, and many of the tipped workers have to be in two or three jobs just to make ends meet. Okay, let's stop and think about what she's saying right there. This is a high-cost state, so we're going to do something to make it higher. To make that cost even higher. Think about it, Sumter. I can say that because that's my maiden name is Sumter. Think about it. She told the members of the restaurant industry in April that the current minimum wage was only enough for tipped employees to cover their taxes, and that the business leaders, they didn't realize this. Okay. If they're just barely making enough to cover taxes, perhaps, there's too much tax. Whoa. Did I say that out loud? Sumter, did you hear what you said? They only barely make enough to pay their taxes. So let's raise the minimum wage. Let's raise the tip wage. Let's raise it, raise it, raise it. Tax, tax, tax. And people don't see it that way. 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. CSE Talk Radio has a goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. At WillieSmoothRevolvers.com, Bill Walters is your personal gunsmith, specializing in action work and repairs on most makes and models of double-action revolvers. Repair and enhance the actions of many semi-automatic pistols. Visit WillieSmoothRevolvers.com. Whether hunting, competition, or tactical work, WillieSmoothRevolvers.com is the gunsmith shop for you. CZ Engineering cares about safety. Protect your horses from life-threatening injury by using safety post caps. Find safety post caps at your local farm supply or request a sample package by emailing them at sample@cze.com. Safety post caps for the safety of your horses and livestock. Visit cze.com because safety comes first. Support the businesses who support common sense and CSE Talk Radio.
Are you one of the millions of people who take pills for pain management? Then listen up. The breakthrough topical pain creams from RX Topical Relief may help reduce your pain without needing to take a pill. Topical pain creams combine the benefits of multiple medications for a greater effect without many of the side effects from pills such as addiction, nausea, and dizziness. In fact, topical pain creams bypass your GI and liver to minimize absorption into your bloodstream. If you're in pain and have private health insurance, call RX Topical Relief today and see if you qualify for topical pain creams. The good news is that there will be very little or no out-of-pocket expense if this prescription is covered by health insurance. Call 1-800-318-0800. That's 1-800-318-0800. Call 1-800-318-0800 today. That's 1-800-318-0800. 1-800-318-0800. RX Topical Relief topical creams are currently not available for Medicare and Medicaid patients.
Canby Dairy Supply has gone above and beyond the call of duty for all their dairy customers. Many of you men call Canby Dairy Supply to inquire about certain products. When all is explained, you men make the wisest of all statements. I need to ask my wife. Well, Canby Dairy Supply female employees are wise and can help you make those decisions that just might keep you out of trouble and perhaps even make you the hero of the day. Let Canby Dairy Supply ladies assist you in making those hard-to-decide dairy supply decisions. And women, Canby Dairy Supply can help you too. If you need male second opinion, let the Canby Dairy Supply men assist you. Call them now at 1-800-306-8937 or shop online at HanbyDairySupply.com and let the Canby Dairy Supply staff of wives and husbands help meet all your dairy supply needs. That's 1-800-306-8937. Canby Dairy Supply for all your dairy supply needs.
Affinity 4 is making it easy for you to stay connected with friends and family with their new senior-friendly wireless phone. This Affinity 4 phone features large buttons with an easy-to-use keypad, dedicated speed dial buttons, nationwide coverage on one of America's largest networks, and more. With its dedicated emergency call SOS feature, not only can you stay connected, but you also have the peace of mind knowing that in an emergency situation, you're protected. Plus, it's the only senior-friendly phone that allows you to give back to this radio station. That's right. Through Affinity 4's Give Back program, the proceeds will be donated to this radio station each month. This offer is available while supplies last, so don't wait.
Call 1-800-311-2648. 1-800-311-2648. That's 1-800-311-2648.
And I kind of went off on the tax situation and the minimum wage and the damage it's going to do to so many. There's going to be so much, what do they call it, unintended consequences with that. It may look good on the outside that you're going to get more money per hour, but what's it going to do to your job hours? What's it going to do to your employer? Is he going to have to close? She going to have to close? It's going to put the restaurant business, it's going to put the heat on them. It really, really is. And I don't know how you feel about it, but when they start saying, well, they're barely making enough to cover their taxes, I'm thinking, well, maybe we got too much tax. But we're going to go back. We have John. He's from Missouri. John, how are you today?
Good morning.
What's on your mind,
sir? If everyone makes low wages, who's going to buy the products that they sell?
Well,
that's kind of a Henry Ford idea, you know.
Well, yes.
And,
yes.
Also, I've had a mom and pop business all my life. It was just pop at first, and then I got married and
made
got
a mom, huh?
It, but we did our own work.
Yeah.
So the higher the minimum wage was, the better off we were because our competitors hired their work then, and that drove their costs higher, and that enabled us to make a better wage. But that really wasn't what I called to talk about. You were talking about the environmental laws and how they affect you and your job and your community and your this and this and it. And I kind of differ in that view. We have to keep in mind we don't own this earth. It belongs
I understand
to God.
That. Mm-hmm.
We hold it in trust for future generations. And I think I can have a good life without, first of all, having to work people for nothing. And second of all, without having to destroy the earth in the process. I take what I need, and I try to leave it better than I found it. And I think we all, you know, that's kind of a Christian thing for me.
Well, and I said we need to be good stewards. There's no doubt about that. We need to do a better job, but some
the corporations that you're defending a lot of times whenever you do that aren't good stewards. Corporations can't possibly be good stewards because they have to look at the bottom line in the next quarter, not 50, 100 years from now.
Hmm.
So if they have a forest, they have to cut it, and if they have oil, they have to pump it. They have coal, they have to dig it, and they can't leave. It's not in their nature to conserve and to think in the long term.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think we have to also keep in mind as human beings and not corporate entities.
Well, I don't know what corporation I'm defending. I'm just saying as a whole, they've put so many restrictions and mandates and regulations. You know, the EPA is going after people. They're not really trying to fix the environment, and they're trying to tax you more and more. That's what it's all about.
Perhaps. Yeah, but yeah. I remember back in the 70s when they first started this environmental regulation thing.
Mm-hmm.
To hear the Chamber of Commerce and the Petroleum Institute and the coal people and all that talk, the sky was going to fall.
Yeah.
And it didn't.
No.
It raised costs some. But there was rivers in some of our cities that used to catch fire.
Well, there's no doubt. There's no doubt that things needed to be.
And they don't now.
There's no doubt that things needed to be fixed, John. And you know, I had the guy on that was actually instrumental in the first part of the EPA back in the 70s, and now he's saying it's out of hand. I had him on a couple of weeks ago, and obviously he's not for getting rid of all the regulations and such, but he is for making them smaller and bringing it to a state level rather than a national level.
Well, the trouble with the state level is states are easily, governments are easily purchased, as we was watching.
Well, they're getting purchased in D.C. as well.
Yeah, but the corporate power wants it to go to the state level because they have more influence in these state legislatures.
But we'll see.
Anyway, all right.
Ma'am. I appreciate it, John. Thank you. You know, it takes every one of us. John and I can disagree, and we can agree, and we can do all kinds of things and get along. Well, part of what I am going to share with you now, and we're just about to run out of time, is an article, and it's the Daily Signal, which is part of the Heritage Foundation, and Josh Siegel is the one who wrote this, but it's coming out from something that Senator Rand Paul is trying to do, and he's trying to bring conservatives back together. The title is to take the White House back. You know, I'm not so concerned about taking the White House back as I am about taking this nation back and putting it back to a constitution. Bringing back the liberties that are secured in our Bill of Rights. But they have to talk politically. So we're going to go ahead and share this a little bit. It says, Doug Stafford says, he and his boss, Senator Rand Paul, got into politics the same way through their church, which inspired them to develop pro-life principles. Stafford, the executive director of Rand PAC, a close advisor to Paul, sat on a panel this past weekend at the Values Voter Summit in Washington, D.C. There's so many things. A gathering of social conservatives. Now, not everyone who wears the title conservative is a conservative. However, let's move on. Stafford was there to sell Paul, the Kentucky Republican with a libertarian streak, as a potential 2016 presidential candidate who can bridge the divide between conservatives and libertarians. If we want to remove Democrats from the Senate and take back control of the White House in 2016. Now, these are his words. These are two groups that have to finally make sure that the overwhelming nature on which they agree ends up being the driving force and end up being something that really can push the left out of their position of power. This is coming from Stafford. He continues and says, too often we don't do as good a job as the left does in uniting for a victory for those things that we do share by arguing about things we don't. We concentrate on our differences rather than finding a common denominator. Remember I said a few weeks back, Our founding fathers did not agree on everything. Some of them didn't even want a constitution, and that's why we ended up with the Bill of Rights. But they did agree on independence and liberty. They did agree on that, and that's what I see now. I don't like these labels, Democrats, Republicans, but we're stuck with them, apparently. But those who want big government, and there are many in the Republican Party, those who want big government, they're the enemy of independence and liberty. They're the ones who are promoting all the bureaucracy. Do we need to be good stewards? Yes, absolutely we do. We have found that out through farming. Take care of that ground. Take care of that soil. Take care of those livestock. Well, I'm not going to get very far into this. But real quickly, the five things. Preference for small governments. Support for religious liberty. I thought there was another one. Belief in a strong, stable family structure. Those are three things that they ought to be able to come together on. Doesn't mention Constitution. Doesn't mention liberty. But it mentions those three things. He's absolutely correct that we have got to stop arguing about the small stuff. We'll work that out later. And we've got to come together on what we can believe in together, focus on that goal of liberty and constitutionality. Concentrate to bring America home.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline is fast and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency has thousands of options nationwide and can help you get the government subsidies you deserve to help lower the cost of health insurance. Under the law, if you have special qualifying events such as marriage, loss of job, or moving, you may still be entitled to Obamacare coverage. At Health Markets, our service is free, and we do the work to help you find the right coverage at a price that fits your budget. Call 800-212-4972 now. That's 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of Inspire Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but it's in our house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study, and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are and were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $16.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, and one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy of Radical Islam in the House, only $16.99.